Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, joining us now is the general manager of the Texas Rangers, the mighty John Daniels, brought to you by BMW, the ultimate driving machine. How you doing today, John?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Man, we're doing great. First things first, so where do you spend the next couple of days? Where does John Daniels post up?
Not doing anything much this year. Kind of hanging out with family for a couple of days and just spending some time on the phone. So working from home, basically.
Yeah, that's kind of the benefit of all that. And I'm assuming you're going to find a place to pull up a stool tomorrow night and watch a little Shin Soo Choo. Hopefully he gets a lot of nice buzz during the game. Do you think that... the momentum of Chu with the streak going into the All-Star game, do you think that's going to be a relatively big story on the national stage when there's so many different things for those folks to talk about during that game?
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I mean, like you said, there's so many unique stories from, to some of the remarkable things that guys like Trout and Betts are doing and a lot of the first-time guys and, Harper there in D.C. as a free agent, all that, but I do think that his Chu's story is pretty remarkable. From first time guy, 34 years old, third South Korean player ever in an All Star game. I believe the first position player. But all that aside, those are kind of neat little side stories. I mean, he's been really, really productive. I mean, he's hitting just about 300 with a 400 on base and a 500 slug. I mean, guys with that kind of slash line are typically talked about in, the elite echelon of offensive players, and he's produced at that level.
JD, you guys had a tough injury news with Kyle Cody, your sixth-round pick in 2016, and minor league pitcher of the year in 2017 is going to have Tommy John surgery. This is on the heels of Alex Spies and Cole Reagans, your top two picks from 2016, I believe, having Tommy mm-hmm. John as well. Is this just kind of the way baseball go, as Wash used to say, or is there something to be concerned about so many guys in the organization needing it?
Did I lose you guys?
Oh, no, we got you.
Okay. All right,
yeah.
Great. Got it. No, I heard the question. It just
okay.
had kind of a weird sound afterwards. I think any time that we have like multiple injuries of the same sort, multiple players with the same injury, you've got to look at it, right? I mean, I don't want to brush it off as just something in the game. I mean, ultimately, I think that may be the case. That as an industry, we've got an issue in how we take care of players' arms, and I don't think there's any organization or any program that has really solved for that. We're doing a lot, we're trying, but we haven't. Reagans and Spies, those two, maybe a little more, in my mind, a little more attention on kind of the why, the how, if we're able to put our finger on it, just because they came in at the same time, they've gone through the same program. There's some similarities there. Kyle, a little different. I mean, he was a second round pick the year before from the Twins, and the reason they didn't sign him was that they had a medical concern with his elbow. So we got him knowing that it was maybe a little bit of an elevated risk medically. But I'm glad that we're gonna be able to take care of that now. And it's a setback for him for sure. But you look at guys that go through this program, especially with us out in Arizona with Sean Fields and Keith Comstock out there rehabbing these guys. And, Ricardo Rodriguez, came back in much better shape and more of a prospect and big league pitcher afterwards than before. And Joe Palumbo, knock on wood, looks great right now. So, I think these guys will come through it and look really good on the other side, but it's clearly a setback in the short term.
Just listening to you talk about it makes me feel better. And I'm just curious, do you personally end up getting on the phone or in person talking to a guy like Kyle Cody or Alex Spies or Cole Reagans when they go through this to give them kind of those words of encouragement? Do you personally get involved in that?
It kind of depends on the situation. Cole was in spring training, so I was there. I have not had a chance to talk to Alex yet. I'm sure I'll probably around instructionally when I'm out there, I'll get a chance to sit down and chat with him. Joe Palumbo, when he got hurt, I did talk to him. Kyle Cody, I did talk to him on the phone the other day. So it kind of depends on the situation, time of year, but absolutely like to try to talk to these guys, whether it's in phone or more often than not, like in person, either around spring training or instructionally when I'm out there in Arizona.
John was, I'm going back in the memory bank here, so please forgive me if I have this wrong. Was Matuel also a Tommy John situation?
He was not. He was not. So he, when we took him in college, he had a back issue. That was a little bit of the concern, and knock on wood, that's been, really has not been an issue for him. He did have a sprain in his elbow that we treated conservatively. Like he went the non-surgical route, and he's thrown really well. So, he hasn't had great success from a performance standpoint, but his arm has been healthy.
His arm's been healthy, and is he still in y'all's mind? I mean, obviously, at one point before injuries and stuff, some people thought he might be an overall first pick in an entire draft. Is he still one of the guys y'all are really bullish on in terms of young arms coming up in the system?
Well, he's got a lot of the things that you're looking for from a standpoint of arm strength and power, breaking ball, big size. He's really intelligent. He's got great work ethic. It's been a little bit of a I think he's had a little bit of a challenge just finding a repeatable delivery that works for him. He's had a little more success here since we've shortened him up and put him in the pen. And it is like two power pitches from a really big man on the mound, good angle of the plate, but it has not lined up just yet.
We're talking to John Daniels. This is our weekly visit with JD here during All-Star Week. Appreciate you staying with us and doing it this week too, JD. As you know, so many baseball fans like ourselves are armchair GMs too, and it's kind of fun when you look at the rebuilding process, and there's a lot of different ways to get where you're trying to go. I'm just curious as to your philosophy on the mega contract guy. Like, first of all, would that even be an option if one of the mega contract free agents was like, "Yeah, I'd like to go there"? Does that work? Would that be a good way to go about building a team if one of the best players in the game that's just going to get one of those monster deals? Would that be viable here in Texas? And would you even want to go that down that road?
I think it's all about the individual. There's over the next 3, 4, 5 off seasons, if there are, four or five guys that are going to get those, really big deals, in general, they're all different, So I don't think it's necessarily, if you don't get one, you get the next. I think if you have an interest in one, you value them at that level, you push hard. If you don't, there's other ways to go about it. Generally speaking, like the huge contract with, taking up an inordinate percentage of the payroll is a challenge in baseball, just because you need so much depth and injuries are a big part of it. And if that, one player gets hurt, et cetera, but, we are looking at the next 3, 4, 5 years of free agency is definitely part of our plan here as we look to get this thing back on the right track again.
John, what is the immediate plan with Carlos Perez?
He cleared outright waivers, so we sending him down to AAA, and he'll catch down there. We're going to keep Kiner up with the big club. We feel that he's part of our future. He's earned that. He's performed really well in a variety of roles, and he really fits the clubhouse well.
Okay, I'm really interested in that, and I think it's unique. And as the season's gone on, I've wondered how much – you guys, along with Banny and the coaching staff, have changed the way you look at him. Do you look at him a lot more strongly as a catcher than you did before? Has it not changed at all? What has he done to change y'all's plan, if it in fact has changed?
Well, so a couple things there. One, coming into the year, we anticipated that he was going to spend most of the year at AAA. We knew that he was high on the depth chart for as far as an infield option. But our plan was for him to catch, 60, 70 games at AAA. So we really were trying to take it that way with his development. We know what he can do on the infield. He's a tough at bat. He's a smart player. But we were trying to develop him as a catcher. So all the infield injuries we had earlier actually kind of put a temporary stop to that. And then as our guys started to come back, we basically said, that his at bats, if there are any, are going to come behind the plate up here, or we can send him down to AAA and get him more at bats, more reps. Ultimately, we felt like, we're going to have to find other ways to do that, whether it's the fall league or winter ball or things like that, but I feel like he's earned that spot up here. So you know, we do want to continue to develop him and get him catching at bats, catching reps.
All right, obviously there's a lot of fan interest in the trade market, and there's speculation that trades might start happening even this week as we get closer and closer to the MLB trade deadline. You don't have to give us any names, but I'm just curious. Is there anybody in your organization that is quote-unquote untouchable?
You know, I hesitate to put that label on anybody because, the reality is if somebody wanted to get, or somebody valued one of your players at a really high level, you have to listen. Obviously, there are some guys that are less likely to be moved than others, but I think it's pretty rare outside of a, Mike Trout type situation where you truly have an untouchable player in today's game.
Are you close on any of these conversations right now? Or are you still a long ways away in all of them?
I always feel like it's kind of one phone call away, and just whether that phone call comes tomorrow or comes, July 31st. I think we've taken an approach with the team. We've been really prepared. Our pro scouting group, Ross Fensemaker and Mike Parnell in the office and the whole group out in the field have been really, really prepared. The obvious downside of losing early is, losing stinks. Nobody enjoys it. The one slight, silver lining is that we've kind of seen which direction it was going. We've been able to prepare for it. So we've taken an approach of being pretty upfront with clubs and letting them know, hey, this is how we value these players, and if your interest is real, this is kind of what it would take. And, I'm sure we'll be hearing back over the days and weeks ahead.
And obviously, it only takes one team, and all of a sudden you got a deal. So a deal could happen as soon as you hang up the phone. But if you were to handicap things, would you say that it's likely that a deal involving you guys takes place this week, or would it probably start getting going closer to the deadline?
If I had to bet, I would say closer to the deadline. Just that's the nature of the way the industry works. But like I said, we're prepared either way.
And then final tough question. What is the capital of Vermont?
Yeah, is it Montpelier?
God, that's incredible. Just incredible. That is correct.
I had no idea that was possible.
Well done. Well done.
He is a Northeastern guy.
I keep a cheat sheet in my pocket at all times. It's capital.
Give me Oregon.
That's not on the cheat sheet. Sorry.
New Hampshire?
Gosh, man.
The Ivy League is not what it used to be.
You guys are breaking up.
Hey, that was incredible. Montpelier out of nowhere. Well done, sir. Thanks for the time, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, there he goes.
Is there any doubt where he vacations?
He's in Montpelier right now.
It's not Concord, New Hampshire.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.